people.
Morning, Rabbi Sai. Our limud, it's on. Our limud of halacha every day is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dobin Chailish to have a refuah shleim of Bekor B'Soshah Chayli Yisrael. So we started speaking last week about the Mincha Chadosha, about the only mitzvah saseh that applies to Shavuos, which is the mitzvah of bringing what we call the Shatei HaLechem. We spoke about it briefly. I just wanted to speak about it in connection with the Chodosh. Because we know from all our discussions in the previous 2 weeks that Chodosh, that the Oimer was Mater, all the produce that had grown in the previous year, which had already taken root before Pesach. So if it's taken root before Pesach, well, 2 weeks before Pesach, if it's taken root before Pesach, and then comes the Korban Oimer, then anything that gets cut, or anything that gets reaped, anything gets taken in from that produce that had already taken root, would be mutar, and therefore you could eat it for the next year. So when they brought the korban, but we said that that's matir for everybody in the whole of the world, for all the five types of grain. Except the exception was the Beis HaMikdosh. In the Beis HaMikdosh, and the exception was only for Chitin, because the Mincha Chadosha, because the Shtei Alechem were brought from white flour, and it says it was brought from Soiles, and it went through 12 sieves, one smaller than the other, until you got fine flour, and the Mishnah explains exactly how much you got. You started off with such a volume, and you ended up afterwards, in the end, after you'd sieved out all the bits that were not fine, eventually you came out with, I've forgotten exactly the volume, but it was a very small volume compared to where you started with. So this fine flour was used as the mincha of the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. And for that, they waited. They didn't use any of the chitin that were from last year's crop. They didn't use any of the chitin from last year's crop, which were mutted, which were permitted through the Omer, right? Once the Omer had happened, everybody was allowed to use all the chitin from last year's crop, which had only developed last year. So that became mutter on the 16th of the Omer. On the 16th day of Nisan, which was the first day of the Omer, after the Korban Omer, or on the day, after the day was over, when there was no Korban Omer. But in the Beis HaMikdosh, they waited. In the Beis HaMikdosh, they were machmir, if you like, and they waited as far as the chitin were concerned. They were not matir the chitin until, in other words, in the same way that the Omer was matir everything on the day of the Omer of last year's crop, Huadin, they waited in the Beis HaMikdosh only for the chitin, for wheat, that the wheat flour, or the use of last year's wheat, became mutter in the Beis HaMikdosh by the havar of the Shtei HaLechem. So that was a chumrah. The difference, obviously, but it's a Mufurash Mishnah in Menachos, the difference is the Bedievet situation. In the Bedievet situation, then there is a difference between the Chitin and between... In the Bedievet situation, there's no difference. That means as follows, that if you used any of the... if you used Chitin during the... Let's say during the Omer. If you used Chitin before Shavuos, by mistake, in the Beis HaMikdosh, and we are machmer in the Beis HaMikdosh that we're going to wait until the Mincha Chadosha, until Shavuos, to be matir last year's chitin. Afal piken, bedieved, if they took last year's chitin by mistake and they included that in the, they used it as a mincha, then bedieved it would be kosher. In other words, the oimer does work for the chitin as well, technically, even in the Beis HaMikdosh from Pesach onwards. But bedieved, if they used it bedieved from Pesach onwards, fine. But lachatchila, they waited until after Shavuos before they used the new chitin in order to for in the Beis HaMikdosh bichlal for Menachos.
Started out of Turway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Ches Ia, 23rd day of the Hermes, 6th of May, Marina Rapper Recreation, Dunna Shlita, Hilchus Bossa Cholov, Part 1. This week's Torah been sponsored by family Chesna, the Chavit Simchus, the Mitzvah of Uriel, Chesna, last Shabbos. He wrote, so in Shiesko, Uriel was kind of a Rav Nachas, Mimena, Mitzvah Yotzei, Cholatzehem, Rizchus, Hashvema, Chayelim, and Milchamosh, Shachsu, the Batzeim, the Shalom, Bim Heiro.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
So this is maybe a few part series. Unless people don't like it, then I get asked not to come back. But the plan is to be a few part series, and we're talking about the halachas of Bosa B'Cholov as it pertains to Shavuos, because we come up to Shavuos, and I like Bosa B'Cholov, so we thought we'd put the two together, and we'll talk a bit about this. So everyone knows it's very famous. There's a minig to eat milky foods on Shavuos. Yeah, it's brought down in the earlier poskim already. The Ramah brings it down. Maharam says in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet, there's many, many reasons that we eat milky foods on Shavuos. So first, before we start any shir on Hilchos Bosa B'Cholov for Shavuos, we first have to understand why we're eating milky foods on Shavuos, and with that, we can then take it forward and learn the halachah. There'll be a few halachic ramifications of why we're doing so. Now, in that Magen Avraham, he brings down the minig to eat milky foods, or minig avoseinu toirohi, the minig of our forefathers, the Torah. Ach, yesh li zoher shelo yovoi liyedei issa. It's a risky business, eating milky on Shavuos. Very risky, you have to be very careful, as we're going to discuss. There's myriad things that can go wrong. And therefore, you have to be careful, says the Magen Avraham, not to come to an issa. So now, we're going to handle how to do that. So let's go. So first, why do we eat it? Says Ramah, the famous reason, in Tov Tzai Dalet Tziv Gimel, Nahagin Mekama Mekoy Mois Lechol Macholi Cholov B'yom Rishon Shol Shavuos V'nir Eliyatam Shehu Kamoi Hashnei Tavshidin. Says Ramah, on Pesach we take two cooked foods, Lechem Le Pesach, Zeche Le Pesach, Zeche Le Chagiga. You want to be mindful of the two Kabbalahs then, so you bring two cooked foods. Kein oichle machol cholov, va'achar kach machol bosa. Similarly, on Shavuos, we first eat cholov, and then bosa. V'tzrichin l'hov yimoyim shtei lechem al ha'shulchan. You have to therefore bring to your table two breads. V'yesh b'zeh zikoron shtei lechem shemakrivim b'yom ha'bikur. And therefore, because there's halacha in Yerodeh Siman Tzadi Zayin, that you can't eat one bread for meaty and milky, as we're going to learn, and you can't have milky bread for sure, and even the power bread we see in Siman Peites, you can't use the same bread. Not everyone knows this halacha. Any bread that was on the table on a meaty meal cannot be used for milk afterward. They have enough kamina. There's a minig in Klal Yisrael to use leftover challah for French toast on Sunday. It's a very important minig, this minig. Now, that's not so simple, because if your French toast contains milk, as all good French toasts do, then it's also to take cut up challah that was on the table and use it for milk, because we're scared that splashes of fleishiks got onto it. This is Moshe says if you have half a challah on the side, there's no problem. If you have open pieces of challah cut on the table, it's a problem. And therefore, everyone knows that halacha. And therefore, if you have a meaty meal and a milky meal, inevitably, says the Ramah, you'll need to have two loaves of bread. And therefore, you'll bring to your table over Yom Tov two loaves of bread, and that'll be as a shteilech. That's the Ramah's reason. Yeah, I was once.
So half a
challah on the table. In the middle of the table might be a problem. If the middle of the table, if you put it aside on the challah board somewhere off. But the problem is you don't want your kids to have a chicken soup fight over the challah, because then you're assuming it's bad. I was once a Pesach program. My grandfather made a small Pesach program for our family, and he had a mashkiach there. And my grandfather called me up very frustrated. The mashkiach is making funny chumras, and we got to get rid of this mashkiach. He's causing us a problem. It was a problem. The mashkiach didn't let the matzah that had been on the table for breakfast be served for supper. I said, you know, you're 100% right. So it's on the table open, and people are snapping off pieces, and then there's milk flying around. You can't use the same bread for meat and milky. And then the mashkiach retains his job. Okay, so that's the first reason the Ramah brings down. that why we have melchiks on Shavuos, because it will cause us to have a second loaf of bread, and therefore, because Shtei Alechem. We're going to handle Hilchus next year, will be about the halachas of milky bread, and how, because a lot of people make milky bread for Shavuos, and it's not so simple, because we're scared if you make a milky bread that you might end up eating it with meat, because bread is an item that's often eaten with meat or with milk, and therefore it's against halacha to make meat or milky bread, unless you do various things. We're going to learn that, Mir Hashem, next time we convene. That's reason number one, the Ramah in Tov Tzadidat. Mishnah Berurah brings down a famous reason why we eat milchiks on Shavuos, because they came up from Har Sinai, and suddenly they had all these new halachas they had to keep. And Shechita is so complicated, you have to start checking the knife to make sure that the knife is sharp, and then you have to learn how to shecht, and to nikkur, and on melicha. And therefore, it was much easier just to watch the cow being milked, and therefore they came back, and before they had needed time to adjust the new reality, they ate milky food straight away, and therefore we have milk. That's a famous reason from Mishnah Berurah, that's reason number two. We mentioned 12 reasons today, and then we're going to go on Tzalach.
What was the reason they thought? That they had the Yisurim in Haaretz Yisrael. They didn't have any food for them. That's why they do
Milky. Yeah, that's the reason. Okay. Pre-Cholov brings down, Gemara Tana says that Torah is compared to Cholov. Cholov, apparently, you can't keep in a fancy silver dish. Milk has to be kept in a plain, simple bottle, and therefore, otherwise it spoils quicker. And Torah is comparable to that. Only if someone who's Dato Shvolo can they learn Torah, and therefore if they're a big Balgaiva, it won't work. And therefore, says Bichadosh, Torah Nimshol to Cholov, come on, Tanis of Zion. And therefore, it's another reason. Reason number three why we have Cholov and Shvos. Next. The Nazir Shimshim Migdam, Cholov's what's the Gematria of Cholov, everyone know? The Gematria of Cholov is 40, and the Torah was given in 40 days. And it's not punk. Yeah, the Midrashim are into the fact that Torah is 40 days, and it's a big thing. And therefore, Cholov. Mem, reason number four from Zero Shimshon. Reason number five, I saw brought down. Cholov is famously Marbe Zera. The Gemara Yuma David Ches brings down. And the halacha was 3 days before Har Sinai, the Yidden were told to be purged from their wives, so it shouldn't be Tomei when the Torah was given. And therefore, now when they got the go ahead to go back to their wives, they told them Shuvu Lachem to their families. They therefore went to eat Cholov to be Marbe Zera, so they were able to go back to their wives. And therefore, as a Zeche for that, they came back from Har Sinai and Dafke ate Cholov. We ate Cholov as well. It says among Avram, another famous reason. The Zoya brings down that 7 weeks between Pesach and Sukkot under Shavuos are Keilu Zayin Nekiyim. Like a lady who goes from being Tomei to being Torah, she has Zayin Nekiyim. These are 7 weeks, 7 weeks of Nekiyim. And there's a Gemachlokes in the Gemara, whether when a lady gives birth, normally in the times of Gemara for sure, for 2 years she would not become a Tomei Nidah. The Nesius was, 2 years she gave birth, she wouldn't be Roya the Dam, and therefore she would not become a Nidah. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara why that is. Is it because that how we pass Kimpunk, Eva Reha Misparakis, when she gave birth, her body went into such a trauma that reset her system and took 2 years to get back in place? That's reason number one. Reason number two says the Gemara, fascinating reason, Dam Ne'ekar V'Nase Cholof, which means the Gemara says, as the Man D'Amav says, that the Dam Nidah, so to speak, changes into milk, and therefore when she's feeding the baby, she's not Roya any Dam. And therefore, these are Zayin Nekiyim. The whole sphere is Zayin Nekiyim. And therefore, as Dam Ne'ekar V'Nase Cholof, it's appropriate, the Zecher for the Zayin Nekiyim of the sphere, to eat Macholei Cholof. That's the Magen Avraham Migdan based on the Zoya. Now, if you've got them asked on this, this Shiloh, if Dam Ne'ekar Cholof or not, is a Machlokes in Gemara, and we Paskin not. We Paskin Evereha Misparkos. And there's enough gemina in Hilchot Nidah, there's enough gemina as to the reason why she won't be Roya Dam. Enough gemina is, if she has a cesarean, then her Evereha will not Misparkos. Now, it could be enough gemina nowadays if you have a, what's it called, epidural. It could be, I don't know if Evereha Misparkos by epidural, and if it could be as a Shiloh, or enough gemina, if you're not feeding the baby anymore. If the whole reason you assume that she's from Nechaz Domim is, because Dam Ne'ekar V'Nase Cholov, if the baby is no longer feeding of the age one, then you will not have that svar. And we paskin Evereha Misparkos. We don't paskin. We paskin is not Ne'ekar V'Nase Cholov. And therefore, that's from Gordon's question on Among Avon. Why would that be a reason to eat Cholov? It's the wrong reason in the Gemara. We don't paskin Dam Ne'ekar Cholov. Achaponim Azeichet the Zayin Nekiyim Dam Ne'ekar V'Nase Cholov. Therefore, we eat Cholov. Says the Chasam Sofer.
Isn't that mixing up two things? Dam Ne'ekar V'Nase Cholov is only by Yoledes. No.
Yeah, correct.
and the Zion Nakim has nothing to do with you like this.
Oh yeah, okay, but when there's no dam, yeah, no, I'm asking. This is more of a zeicher. Yeah, I'm asking. Regular lady, you know, dam nechaz cholov, the regular Zion Nakim. Yeah, I'm asking, 100%. Okay, we have to if you don't feed at all, you're saying.
Yeah.
That would have to be as well. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And nowadays, the whole is Nishtano Hativim, and therefore, it doesn't really work like that. Yeah, in times of the Torah, you couldn't have a baby less than 2 years, 9 months apart. It didn't happen. Because they're very sparkles, they weren't shy to come pregnant again for 2 years. It's a new thing, they can have these massive families. This is a fact. In times of the Torah, there was no vestas for 2 years. Okay, but it's not really the shift for that now. Okay. Chasoy brings down, before Matan Torah, the Yidden had with Bnei Noach, and at the time, the halacha was that milk was forbidden to Ben Noach midin Eva Minachai. Fascinating. The heta of the Torah we learned, Ruan B'chor, to drink milk only came from Har Sinai, and therefore, before Har Sinai, they were not allowed to drink milk. And therefore, now they came up and said, the Shemak, a whole new food we can have, milk. Therefore, yeah. Avomim is another whole parasha really about the Malacha of Avomim. If you want to look it up, it's in the Yerodea, Simon Ayin Gimel, Chuvas Chasm Sofa, you want some Chuvas. The Chiddush, I'm asking the Chiddush, there are lots of questions on it. I saw a Gishmacha question from the Imi Emes that the one man, the Omar, that Matan Torah happened on what day? On Shabbos. Shabbos. So now, if before the Torah was given, this is the gave for the Jewish Mishra people, all cholov was forbidden to the Yidden, it only became mutter the next morning, then cholov should be off for the whole Shabbos, because migud is katsoi ben shrashas. And the Imam is the question, and therefore he asked on the katsoi for that question. Okay. How do you milk it? They may have milked it before.
But they didn't know in advance what it was going to be. What was going to be mutter.
I hear that. I'm trying to think, how else could you? You can't milk it on Shabbos. That's called nefesh. Yeah, they're not sure. How are they getting it? It came by itself. If Mashkin says over, you couldn't even drink it. Came by itself. Not sure. Good question. Okay. Says the Sefer Big Day Sheish that the main thing of Torah is Lilmoid Ulalamid. And we know more than the calf wants to drink, it wants to, the Parah wants to feed further. And therefore, Cholav is Merumas to Torah, where the Indian of learning Lilmoid Ulalamid, and it's another reason why we have. Okay. And the Masham says more of a Chassidish Pshat that the whole chiddush from dam ne'akav nasa cholov is that you're allowed to eat this cholov, even though it used to be dam. Yeah, dam is asa, cholov is mutter. And you find this by a few things in halacha, that you go after what it is now, and even though it originated something that was not kosher, now it becomes kosher. And he says, and that's Agar Pimogodim brings down why we lay in Rus on Shavuos, to teach us that even though her origins were not so choshev, but now she was Megaya, it's all about now. And it says in Marasham, that's why we have Cholov, because Cholov teaches you that you can learn Torah and become a changed person. And it's all about now. The matter that you have a dodgy history is not so relevant. Okay. Har Sinai had six names in the Medrash. One of the names, says of Shamsham Ashtapolya, was Har Gavnunim, Meloshon Gvina. And that's reason number 10. Reason number 11. This is a good reason. The Torah Chaim Bavim Tzir brings down famously that Kadosh Baruch told the Malachim, Malachim are very brokers, why are we getting the Torah? Why are the Jews getting the Torah? We want the Torah, don't give it to the Jews. And Hashem told Malachim, you kept the Torah, you can't keep the Torah, you're not good at keeping the Torah. You famously went to Avraham Avinu, you ate Basar B'cholov, and therefore, the Torah is not for you. Therefore, the Zechus we got the Torah was that we keep Basar B'cholov and they don't. And therefore, it's fitting on Shavuos to eat Basar, eat Cholov, come to Torah way. Make sure you know all the different halachas of how to do so, and where to do so, and what to do so. And therefore, and that's showing Hashem that we know that the chus of Basar B'cholov, we got the Torah, and we're being careful with it.
Why did Avram give them?
That's a good question. That's another whole shir on that whole parasha. What took place? Why was it mutter? Why was it also? What was he thinking? If you knew the halacha, didn't know the halacha. That's a very good question. It's really, if I ever get right to back, it's another shir. Said Rabbi Zimmer a nice part to me. The machlokas will handle shortly how long to wait between Basar and Cholov. Yeah, all different opinions. I'm sure in this room we have all different minhagim, and we'll go through them shortly. But the Taz brings down, after he brings the machlokas down, Kol mi sheyesh reach Torah should be machmir to wait 6 hours. Rabbi Zimmer said to me, he said in the shir once, where you find this lashon, a reach Torah? You find about nefesh yachmir maybe. You find whoever has a reach of Torah, well, so he wanted to tell you that, the whole reason we got the Torah was because of the Zahirus impossible cholov. Therefore, it's appropriate. Someone who's a ben Torah, shaykes the Torah. That's why the Taz uses that losh. The Chasam Sofer brings down the two minhagim on Shavuos. One is to decorate the shuls very beautifully with all sorts of trees. Why? Zeichav Har Sinai. Famously, the Vilna Gaon didn't like it, and he held the Mishnah Berurah down as Chukas Hagoy, and not allowed to do so. They used to do it in churches, to put trees in the churches, and Mishnah Berurah held, the Gaon holds Chukas Hagoy. There's a discussion about that. Agav, about Chukas Hagoy, the minig people have to do Shlissel Challah. You know the minig of Shlissel Challah a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Shlissel Challah. So, someone told me that people will be Mefakfer, it's a minig, that this is Chukas Hagoy, what's going on, putting keys in your Challahs, what's going on? So someone showed me a video of Osher Weiss, big posuk, and he said it's not chukas a goy. He said, I'll tell you why. Because I never saw a goy put a key in a challah. Adgar. He said, not chukas a goy. Madoch, the trees in the church, I hear it's sad. They have a church, I think. But ask a local builder, you ever put a key in the challah? Okay. Sorry, it's a bit off topic there. Says the Chasam Sofer, on Shavuos we are nidoin al peiros ha'ilam. Said in the pasuk, "Rachis b'kuri ad moschal tavi leisvashal gadi b'chalevi moi." So, twice you have b'kurim, which is shavuos, and bosvul cholov put together in the pasuk. Said the targum of Nazil that the oynish of not being careful bosvul cholov is that your peiros will fall off the tree when not ripe, and you'll lose your panosa. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, it's appropriate to be careful during the time when you're davening for your panosa in hilchos bosvul cholov. And therefore, it all stems. So that's the Peres Ilon and the Bosma Cholov, all one big Shavuot Tekenian, it all comes together. Okay. Akaponim, we've got 12 reasons. We want you to eat Cholov on Shavuos. Now, it is something interesting. There's a different minhagim. Some eat by night, some eat by day, some have a Kiddush. Everyone has their own little minig when they fit their Cholov into their Shavuos. Agav, the feed of Ramah, which is arguably the main reason, bin Halacha, that the whole vart is to have two breads to be a shtei alechem, the chayra, a kiddush, will not suffice. Because by a kiddush, you don't wash. And therefore, you're not really fadining anything, the feed of a mob, to have a milky kiddush. You really have to have a milky meal where you're having bread, or you're bringing a meaty meal, and then you have... But okay, we've got 11 other reasons, and therefore, it's all good. The Dalki Tshuva brings down... And then bench, and then, yeah... Correct. Oh, says the Zaki Tshuva that you should revatal this minik. It's a very bad minik. Eating cholov, terrible thing. Zaki Tshuva, pay test, your test, and your day, bring down opinions. Why? Because people are going to bench just to wash and have the other food. It's a bracha sheina tzricha. You can't just bench for the sake of it. You know, there's read about it. There's read in Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos. If you're benching al menas to have shalosh shudos, is that called bracha sheina tzricha? It's not simple. And therefore, he also brings it down, you can't just have milk, because the Yom Tov, and the Chiyuv to have Basar on Yom Tov, and therefore you get a bit stuck, you're not even factual about it. Okay. Yeah, I don't know, you go for a walk, you have a mincha, whatever, you can work it out. I don't know, it's not simple just to wash and bench. No, not besides that. I think the Indian, you bring separate bread, bring the milky, bring the meaty, that's where you stay halacha. Yeah. Yeah, no, I had the horror also. Not sure. Okay. But now we're going to move on to the halachic part of the shit. Yeah, I'm a halachist at heart. Says the cowboy. B'shvuas, yesh nehagin le'echo gvino b'sudas mincha. Af she'ein sheish shois misudas shachris. Even though it hasn't been 6 hours, there are those who are accustomed to eat milchiks on shvuas. U'bavad she'yurchatz piv v'yachsoy shinov lehoitzi abosa. Fascinating. Even those who keep 6 hours, like the Taz's rare Pazma Reach Torah, on Shavuos, there are those who have a meaning to it. So let's go back a step. The Gemara brings down in Chulim, Kafei, that Rechitzab said, Ocha Bosa, Osa Lecho Gvina. And then Marukva brought down that he is incomparable to his father. His father, when he ate meat, would not eat milk for 24 hours. However, he's not holding there, and he says, he like Chala, he like vinegar, the son of wine, he said. He's unable to wait so long. He doesn't eat meat. He eats meat in one suda. He won't eat milk until a different suda.
Where's the meaning for 1 hour?
We'll get there. You're in the right place. Welcome to the right shit for that. Okay. Now, Agav, Rav Zimman told me on this, that he had a question. My Ukva couldn't wait 24 hours. His father waited 24 hours. He only from suda to suda. Too much for him. He needed to have his pizza ASAP. He couldn't wait. Doesn't make sense. And Zimmer said, it was a nice vote. He said that, of course he could have waited, but he wasn't holding by that chumrah. And if someone's not holding by something, there's no shtick just to copy what someone else does. If you're not holding by there, you don't have to do it. It's only, not halacha, it's not in a minute, it's a chumrah. Okay. Now the machlokes of Rishonim pshat in the Gemara wasn't mean suda acheres. The Gemara says that he would wait till suda acheres. Rambam, the Rashba, and the Rosh bring down, it means the zman of suda acheres, which means normally you eat breakfast, chveis, 10 in the morning, and then you eat, in the olden day, there's no lunch, it's a modern day invention, you're eating supper, and therefore, if you ate in the morning, good English fry up, he had fleishik, therefore he wouldn't eat milkshakes and supper until, which was 6 hours later. That is how many Rishonim learn the Gemara. Tosfos in Chulin famously does not learn Azoi. He learns the Kishrutoi. Su'uda acheres. And therefore, the feet Tosfos, if you just washed and then you benched and you went on your merry way, you can straight away have a coffee. No problem at all. As long as it's not the same Su'uda, Tosfos coffee should be, used to be. Maybe the Ramah will be now rolled off because I'm going to quit Ramah inside in a second. Yeah, it should be Daf coffee, I think. Okay. Nagav. So how we pass? Because Mechaba passed at the Rambam, 6 hours. Agav, the Rambam and the Iwi, when they bring that 6 hours, they don't say 6 hours, they say Kesheshos or Kemoisheshos. And from there comes the Minik to wait 5.5 hours, 5.01 hours, because that's Kemoi or Kesheshos. In Lakewood Yeshiva, with Aaron Kotler's days, they had a meaty lunch and a milky supper. And supper started within 6 hours of the meaty lunch ending. It was, and he held 5.5 hours enough, based on the Rambam. And that's what the Sidrei HaYeshiva, because if he wanted to keep 6 hours, he'd go hungry or to eat cold pizza. Because the Sidrei HaYeshiva were 5.5 hours, based on the Rambam and the Rajam. If you do a survey, when I learned in Korea with the survey, it's the most common minig is to wait into the 6th hour. More than 6 full hours, based on the Rambam and the Rajam. Okay. The Ramah Be'etzim is make like Tosfos to wait just till you're benched. He said, if so, you have to do kinuach v'hadocha. You have to wash your hands and your face, make sure there's no food in your mouth and no food in your hands. Then he says, there's a minig to wait 1 hour, and medaktekin should wait 6, v'chein locha in lasis. So ikalocha, and therefore, because you're moving down for a chayla, for more beres, you can go down to ikalocha for sure, and wait 1 hour. I was a child of someone who was a lady, who was pregnant, was craving a milkshake 3 hours after she'd eaten the thing. I said, she can go and buy it, no problem. Chasov brings down, and more beres, chayla, can we make her? If she's really, really, really craving, it could be more makel, so on kippur, whatever, but akupon. In Holland, they would wait an hour, like the Ramah brings down, the minute to wait an hour. Now, Dalek Moshe brings down, he doesn't really know a reason for this to wait an hour. The Goin brings down, that is based on a Zoya Kodesh. A Zoya, which the Beis Yosef brings the Kufan Gimel in Arachaim, and the Goin in Peites brings down, that it's you shouldn't eat basar v'cholov, b'shaita chada, b'suda chada. You shouldn't eat meat and milk in the same suda, or the same hour. And therefore, it doesn't seem to differentiate. Sorry, I'll get a second. But he puts it in Shai Tachada, and therefore you have a problem. There's Agav, the people who wait an hour the other way as well, which will handle next year, between milk and meat, based on the Zoya. And also, people who won't eat meat and milk in the same Suda, based on the Zoya. Which means, when you have Friday is a fast day, on a Sora B'Tavis, which happened recently, people want to make Kiddush and have a coffee. That is a minig in Klal Yisrael. Yeah, because people are caffeine addicts. And it's not poshut. If you feed the Zoya, you've got a problem. Because then, after you've made Kiddush, it's already part of the Suda. And if you feed the Zoya, you're not allowed to have meat and milk in the same Suda, even in the wrong order. But no, the Zoya is not the Kalacha, there's rise against it in Mishnah Berurah.
Black coffee?
No, black coffee is Mutta Maskim. That's a good one. Okay. Now, the others wait 3 hours. I'm sure in the room, people wait 3 hours. Yekas wait 3 hours. The Baruch Shulchan Aruch brings them a Makor from a Beni Ruchim to wait 3 hours. I saw a few reasons brought down. It could be in the winter months when it gets light very late and dark very early. After you finish achris and you start eating, but you eat supper. In olden days, they went to bed when it got dark. Yeah, we didn't have any modern day invention like lights and whatnot, and therefore they went to bed. And therefore, the time zone between breakfast and supper was very very short. It could be only just over 3 hours. It wasn't even 4 hours between lunch and supper. Therefore, you got a low plug. Avivite, we say Suda Acheres, and therefore that will sometimes be less than 4 hours. Therefore, the whole year. I also once saw, I need a historian to correct me, that in Germany, the minute used to be to eat 5 meals a day. 5 small meals a day. Find out about this. And therefore, for them, Suda Acheres was 3 hours. Maybe try and bring it to London. Okay. One more reason I saw brought down is that the The Zohar says 1 hour, Betzem. And the Gemara Psachim brings down that in the olden days they didn't have any clocks. It was shayach to make a mistake in the... You didn't have a clock. Up to 2 hours you can make a mistake if you're following the sun. And therefore, if you do 1 hour plus 2 hours for the mistake in the sun, if you wait 3 hours, you'll always be mekayeh in the din of 1 hour. Okay. Akapanim, the Kolboy brings down that you can be mekel on Shavuos not to wait 6 hours, even if you do. Says the Kolboy a reason. Because we're davening so long and we're hungry to eat, what happens? Kvaron is achel habosa. The meat in our stomachs will get this achel quickly. It will, what's the English word for this achel? Digested quickly. And therefore, you're good to go. Or Bavadi says you have to clean your teeth out. What's he talking about? So, we know there are two reasons why we wait 6 hours in Bosna Cholov. The Rashi brings down because when you swallow Cholov, then the taste still remains by you. The Rambam brings down that there'll be Bosor Bein Hashanayim. That when you eat meat gets... When you swallow Bosor, sorry. Ah. When you swallow Bosor, either you have to taste by you, Rashi says Moshech Tam, or the Rambam says because it's Bosor Bein Hashanayim, and therefore, if you have a coffee 3 hours later, you've still got pieces of steak in your mouth, it's you're eating cold Bosor together, you're not supposed to. That's the two reasons, Rashi and the Rambam. We're Machmer for both reasons. Yeah, Nafkamina, if you chewed meat and didn't swallow it, the Fila Rambam, you have to wait. The Rashi, you don't, and we're Machmer. And similarly, if you would find meat in your mouth 7 hours later, the fi the Rambam is not for meat anymore. This is achol. This is, it might look like meat or taste like meat. It's not meat. The fi Rashi is still called meat. And we're machmir both ways. Therefore, I'll tell you not to swallow that meat now. Because if you would, you might have to wait again. That floor brings down. Okay. On that says the Kolboy that on Shavuos, for some reason, it's this achol maher. It gets, because you're so busy davening, learning, you're hungry, it gets digested quicker. The time will go away. And he says, but make sure to clean your teeth, because if the other reason on the Rambam, you'll have it stuck in your teeth. Now, I'll tell you an interesting shaya depending on this. The Da'at Kedoshim is Masupuk if someone goes to sleep. If someone, you have a Shivisha guy. So he's about to go to sleep, and he in his bed he eats a lafa with steak inside. And then at 1 in the morning, he wakes up fatugs to learn, wants to have a coffee at 4 o'clock in the morning. So it's only been 3 hours, but he had a night's sleep in between. The Da'at Kedoshim is Masupuk whether you say it's Nis'achel faster when you're sleeping, and maybe you don't need to wait. The Mais of Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer learned the Sugya and came out, you can be Mekel. And one night, Chasam Sofer ate supper and went to bed, and he broke up for Tikkun Chatzos 3 hours later, and he made a coffee with milk. I'll pee shit to the Chasam Sofer that you're allowed to do so. And the coffee spilled. And he said, from here, the Simon Min HaShemayim, that the Psak is wrong, and therefore he did not pass Knazo. Rosh Tembach of the Shayim and the Sefer, why do you paskin based on stories? What's going on? Where do you find the Zazach? That you paskin based on a story. And he says it's not true for Goine and Hador of Ruch Kodesh, you can. And he tells Sue that there's a Meister with a Goin that he wanted to start doing Duchening. Yes. And the way he brings down the story, the night before he was going to implement Duchening, that he was taken to prison on some false accusation. And because of that, he was Mavatl the whole plan. And we saw Salanta asked what Shaykh, because he got to prison, he stopped the whole plan. And Rajdan says, yes, if you're such a person like the Vilna Goin and something happens to you, you can do so. Okapon. The Halakh al Maisa, the others who are Makel based on this Kalba, based on this Das Kadoshim, Rabbi Yashiv in the Sefer is Noita Lahokil. If you go to sleep overnight, you don't need to wait 6 hours, and a sleep Kavua is good enough. The Halakha, we don't really pass Kanazoi. Some people are Makel by hard cheese. Rabbi Yashiv Talmud, when he's from the cup, is Makel not to wait 6 hours by hard cheese, which we'll discuss next year, if you went to sleep in between.
If you sleep in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's a shayla, that's called good enough. Akapanim, that's the aside, the head of the Kolboy. Not everyone likes the Kolboy. But the Kolboy does say you can be Makel on 6 hours on Shavuos. However, look at Mishnah Berurah, B'shein Prima Godim, and with that I'll end. He says, Kos of Prima Godim, Yesh li zoher b'inyan macholi bas b'cholov b'kol ma'ash li zorin b'chol ha'shona ha'mavu yodeh pe'ches and pe'tes v'loi lot se schoron bef seidon. Mishnah Berurah clearly disagrees with the Kolboy, and that halacha l'maisa, we're not makel to wait less between meat and milk like we do on Shavuot, that we do the whole year, but we'll discuss next time maybe other ways post can want to be makel l'gav bas b'chol v'shavuos. To continue, just go for listening, have a very good day.
I didn't manage to chum. One of the reasons was Chasam Sofer. Why did you, I didn't understand what you said.
You wanted to say that Cholov was also before the Torah was given, because we had a bit of.